are being transferred to broadcast. To end, hang up.
Right. Good morning, everybody. It's... sorry. Rabbi Tzvi Lieberman. Hey, Ia Tov Shem Pei. Chof La'ome, 29th of April. So today's subject will be Lifnei Iver, Lo'isitein Michshol, one of the many mitzvahs which Parshas Kedoshim has got. So it's a center full of mitzvahs. So I'd like to talk about this one point, one nakuda, of the love of Lifnei Iver, Lo'isitein Michshol. It's a different type of shia. As we know, we're all in a restricted situation at the moment. Sholoim, sholoim, l'rochoi, k'l'koroiv. It looks like I'm speaking to nobody in my room, but I'm sure that a lot of people are listening. So Kedoshim Haim. So Parsha Kedoshim, Rashi says, the beginning of Parsha Kedoshim, it's a Parsha Shenema Boi Bahakel, it's a Parsha which at the moment we've got a new uptitle word hakel. Doesn't necessarily mean a lot of people together in one room, but it means that Klal Yisrael are united together. People, the moisters and the shurim all carry on, but hakel, even though everybody has to stay in their own houses, that's what hakel means in this present situation. Of course, it's appropriate to mention a special hakel satoiv to the Oiskim Tzach and Sibir Be'amuna, to Rav Menachem David, and to Rav Simcha Shadmi, who will carry on organizing this wonderful setup of Start Day Toyaway, even in this difficult situation which Klal Yisrael at the moment. So the Boishu should send them all the brochas which are special for the Oiskim Tzach and Sibir Be'amuna, and they should all have only good Zazachen in their families. This love, Lifnei Iver, Lo'isitein Michshol, to translate it, means in front of a blind person, don't put a stumbling block. Now Rashi says, what's his taich over here? What's the taich mean, Lifnei Iver, Lo'isitein Michshol? Says Rashi, Lifnei Hasuma Bedoro, somebody who's blind in a certain inyan, Lo'isitein Eitzah She'ein Hagenes Lo'i. Don't give him an Eitzah which is not suitable for him. To tell him to sell his field or buy something else, really it's just because you want to buy his field. You have to be very careful when you give answers to somebody where you are more knowledgeable than he is, and so he's like a iver in this inyan, don't put a mikshul in front of him. That the ikka is of lifnei iver l'isitein michshol is lo lahachshav b'nei yisrael lo lahem eitzah, not to give bad answers to somebody who wants your advice. So to give him a wrong eitzah, a bad eitzah, which is not suitable for him, you're over the love of lifnei iver l'isitein michshol. Now the Minchas Chinuch says, the way the Chinuch carries on, and says, there's no malchus lifnei iver. Why not? Says the Minchas Chinuch, lifnei she'ein b'maisa, it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this is Loshen HaChinuch, and the Rambam also says that there's no malchus. Says the Chinuch, it seems to be that we treat the whole lav lifnei iver only referring to Eitzah She'ein Hagenes. We don't even look at it as a pshuto shel mikro, that in front of a blind man not to put a stone. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if you look at the pshuto shel mikro, aval it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. There's a maisa putting a stone in front of a blind man. So why do we say it's a lav which is ain like a nofish lav in b'maisa? The pshuto shel mikro is about a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it looks like from the Chinuch and the Rambam that this part of lifnei iver l'isitein michshol, Chazal had an understanding, you're supposed to be totally might see the posig mi pshutoi. We totally don't look at the pshuto shel mikro at all. Chazal understand the whole posig is referring to Eitzah She'ein Hagenes, and therefore it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. And it's not including putting a stone in front of a blind man. So says the Minchas Chinuch, it looks like if a person actually puts a stumbling block in front of somebody and makes the person trip up, he's not even over lav. Because the whole lav, Chazal understand, when moitzi from pshuto shel mikro, it only means Eitzah She'ein Hagenes. And the Rishonim, that's why they say there's no Malkus. The only reason why there's no Malkus is because they love Shema Meisa. So it must be we take away Pshut Shemikra. Says the Menachas Chinuch, why is that? Why do Chazal feel over here we need to be might see the Pasuk for the Pshut Shemikra? Why shouldn't we treat this Pasuk like all the other Pesukim in the Torah? There's a Pshut Shemikra and there's a Joshua's Chazal as well. We should leave a Pshut Shemikra that putting a stumbling block in front of a person, blind man, is an Aveira. And also, Eitz Sheni Gesh is also an Aveira. Why is it that we're mighty from Pshut Shemikra? And the Milchus Chinuch says, the Gemara Yevamos Chof Dalet says, B'chol ha-toyu kol ha-ein mikro yesh di Pshutai, chutz mi ha-posik v'hoi ha-bechoi. By Yibum v'hoi ha-bechoi, which the posik seems to say you have to call, the person does Yim, you have to call the child, Al-Shem Ochev Ameis, that the Chazal of God Rai is, it's not Pshut Shemikra. But everywhere else, we normally don't cancel the Pshut Shemikra. So it's strange that over here that we should cancel the Pshut Shemikra. And the Milchus Chinuch adds, the Rashi says in Chulin Daf Gimel, the Kutim, who didn't accept Chazals, because if they didn't accept the Josh Chazals, they touch the Pasuk Pshut Shemikra, a stone in front of a blind man. That's the whole Pasuk. So the Milchus Chinuch, what are they wrong? But they don't have to be wrong, like a Pshut Shemikra. They're wrong for not accepting Josh Chazal. So it's strange that over here we take away the whole Pshut Shemikra and we only darshan the Pasuk Al Pi Chazal Eitz Hashein Agenes and we totally remove the Pshut Shemikra from the words of the Pasuk. That's the Milchus Chinuch's Maskona. Lo Yedati Menolon. How did Chazal know that? It is strange that over here the Pshut Shemikra disappears. Now, Rashi Bava Kama, Daf Nun Gimel, talks about digging a boil. The Gemara's got a discussion, boy shall shutfim. How do you manage to find shutfim who dig a boy with shus and rub together? Practically, both should dig together and make it exactly yutfokim. Is practically not so easy. How do you get a case of a boy shutfus, a boy with shus and rub, and dad with shutfus? So the Gemara suggests maybe through shliach. Two people appoint a shliach to dig a boy with shus and rub. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, ain't shliach le davar aveira. Shlich is not going to work. So that can't be the case of Boisha Shutfu, which we're looking for. Says Rashi, what Aveira? How do you define the Aveira of digging a boy with Shusarabim? Says Rashi, also the Kalkar Shusarabim. There's an Aveira to damage a object of a tzibur of a Shusarabim in the Shusarabim, not a private ownership, also the Kalkar Shusarabim. That's the Aveira. And that's why you can't have a boy b'shus rabbi through shliach, ein shliach l'dvar avira. Now the Mishnah Melech says, look at Rashi. Rashi says the avira of digging a boy b'shus rabbi is also lekal b'shus rabbi. Says the Mishnah Melech, that's not an issa deraisa. B'shus rabbi is not a private ownership. So in Hilchas Mazik, being mazik b'shus rabbi doesn't fit into the posuk. This Issa Lekalka Shusarabim, says the Mishnah Melech, is Issa Darabonon. There's an Issa Darabonon to be Mazik, something which belongs to the Rabbim, also Lekalka Shusarabim. So the Mishnah Melech brings that from this Rashi, from this Gemara, with the way Rashi explains it, there's a Gewalt Gechidish state over here. The ancient Dvavei applies, I feel, by Issa Darabonon. There's a spot to suggest that where it's only an Issa Darabonon, Midaraisa, the Shlichus works, it's only Issa Darabonon. Maybe we should say that, yes, Shlich Dvavei, that the Chomet didn't cancel the whole Shlichus. But you see from over here, even by Issa Darabonon, we say the rule of ancient Dvavei. That's the Mishnah Melech, how he's medayik from this Rashi, Bava Kama, Achidish, that ancient Dvavei applies a filler by Issa Darabonon. Says the Meshach Chochma in Heidegger's Parsha, on this Pasuk, says the Meshach Chochma, no, I don't think that's Pshat in the Gemara. I don't think that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara said ancient Vavera, it just means Issa Rabbonim. And we say that from, and we can learn out from here, the ancient Vavera applies to Issa Rabbonim. Says the Meshach Chochma, we're not supposed to cancel the Pshut Shemikra. Lifnei Ivelo Sitter Mishra means you mustn't make a stumbling block. He says there's an issur to make a mishal in a person's private house and issur to make a mishal in the rabbim. So to make a hole in a boishas a rabbim is making people fall in and making animals fall in is a mishal. So therefore, says the Meshach Chochma, the pshutay shel mikra of lifnei ivelo sitter mishal comes back. He said there's no reason to cancel Shulchan Mikra. Like Taku, he said before, the Minchas Chinuchas. And he says the way the Kutim explain, they know how to type Shulchan Mikra normally. They just don't like Tosh Chazal. But we don't need to cancel the Shulchan Mikra. Says the Mela, says the Meshach Chochmo. Avada the Issa of Din of Borish HaSaramim is Issa Teraisa. When the Gemara says Ein Sheikh Dva Avera, means an Issa Teraisa. That's also Minar Toiro to dig a hole HaSaramim. It's the love of Nevis HaDimim. Making a stumbling block. In making a stumbling block in front of Yochid is a Issa, about to make a stumbling block in front of Rabbim is a Issa. The Meshchaka actually adds, we find there's a lovely sosim domi babesecho. Making a stumbling block in your own house is got a separate Issa. Says the Meshachochmo, in your own house, you might think, well, I'm a tight lunk, I'm supposed to do what I like. People have to be careful, they're not allowed to. They'll have to look very carefully when they walk around my house. Says the Possum, no, even in your own house, you're not allowed to make a stumbling block for people. That's the extra love. But says the Meshachochmo, Avada be Mekalgarish HaSarabim, making a stumbling block for people is Issa D'Raisa, not just Issa D'Rabbonon. That's the Ivlesid Amirshayim. Says the Meshachon, so why is it the Rishonim say that there's no Malkus over here? Why do the Rishonim say no Malkus? And that's why the you see from the Chiddush, because Laoshim Mamaisim. If you're going to keep the Pshutish and Mikro, so then why don't we get Malkus? It should be a Laoshim Yesh Mamaisim. Says the Meshachon, you're right. And he says, Mavur from the Rambam, there's a different reason why there's no Malkus. Not because Laoshim Mamaisim. The reason why there's no Malkus, Lifneimel is Sitim Mikshoil, says the Meshachon, it's a Laoshim Echlonus. There's a new rule, a law which is koil many sorts of inyonim. There's a cloud, you don't get malchus on the law shebeklonus. Says the Meshach Chochmo. Since we've got the Pshuta Mikro, which is one type of lifnevelisit emission, putting a stone, a stumbling block in front of a blind man, any sort of stumbling block which makes people come to a nezek is included, is a deraisa. Besides that, there's an issa of making, giving people bad advice. That's another branch of Nevelisit Mishayim. So that is, you're not making a person trip up, you're giving a person wrong advice. So that's a second aspect of Nevel. So it's like a law which is Kol Tunyonim. And the Meshachok throws in his words, there's actually a third Inyan in Nevelisit Mishayim, making a person do an Avera. Even though he wants to do it, he knows you're being Makshim. He's happy to do an Avera, unfortunately. As the Meshachok said, he's blind to his Taivas Oilom. He's blind, but he knows what he's doing, which he doesn't want to listen to the Torah. He's got something wrong with his attitude. He's in his attitude. That's a third branch of Nevelisit Mishayim, helping somebody be Makshim, somebody Bechait. Helping him, passing a nozik koshel yayin is also lifnevel, says the Meshach Chochmo. The love lifnevel is a love shepiklonus. That's the reason why there's no malkus on lifnevel is in mixture. Not because love shepa meiser, avada the part of the love which involves a meiser, the pshucha mik involves a meiser, but it's a love shepiklonus. And as love shepiklonus, that's the reason why you don't get malkus for lifnevel loisite mixture. Dor state in the Meshach Chochmo. So it comes that we've got machlokes how to touch this Livneve according to the Milchus Chinuch, how he understands what the Rishonim understands the Rambam like that as well. He says Taichis, it only means Eitzah Shein Egeret. It only means giving wrong advice. That's the love here of the Pshuta Mikra, putting a stone in front of a blind man, making a stumbling block for people, is no is at all, according to the Milchus Chinuch. Masha Ein Kein, the way the Meshach Chochmo understands the Rishonim, he says, no, Avada, there's an Issa. There's an Issa to make a stumbling block for people, besides Eitzah Shein Egeret. There's two branches of the love in Iver. So the reason why we don't get Malkus is because it's a love shebechlons. So I saw Geshmaka Orav. What about Rashi and Bava Kamma? But Rashi Bava Kamma says the whole Issa of to be make a Boish Zami is because also Lekal Geshut Rabim. According to the Meshach Chochmo, and other Chayim follow the same line, who says that is the Issa make a stumbling block. So we've got a clear Issa Deraisa of making a stumbling block. So Lechayra, why should Rashi talk about the Osa Lekal Geshut Rabim? Rashi should talk about the Issa Deraisa of making a stumbling block which makes people trip up and come to Dei Nezek. So I saw Geshmaka Ha'ora from the Sefer Shias David. He says, if a person digs a hole in Shusarabim and he guards it, well, it's not a stumbling block. because to make sure people don't actually fall into it. So it comes out the actual digging of the borei is not necessarily a lav deraisa straight away of lifnei ivlus to the mishoy. If a person leaves it unguarded, so then avad is over. It's a deraisa lifnei ivlus to the mishoy. But Rashi is worried if he will guard it, so then he hasn't made a stumbling block. He's made sure people don't get a nezik. So why do we say Eishik Vaveira? The actual mice itself is not a complete Aveira. Because if he guards it afterwards, then there won't be a Mishul. So to make Eishik Vaveira, Rashi was worried about that you need the actual mice to be a complete mice Issa. That's why Rashi says, there's a complete mice Issa, it's also Kakshas Rabim. Not that Rashi means that there's no Issa putting a stumbling block. Avada there's an Issa Deraisa. To make a stumbling block and leave it like that, then you're over Avad and Issa Deraisa, if you did the whole Aveira. But there's no complete Issa yet when you dig the hole. That's why Rashi says, that's why Rashi adds, there's an Issa Kalkusha Sarabim, which could be Issa Derabonim. So I call upon him. So the Meshach Hochman, other Chreim follow this line. They say, Avada Lifnei Ivlusin, which doesn't go away from the Pshut Shem Mikra, like the Gemara says, Yivomas, like Milchus Chizkasha, it's very unusual to cancel Pshut Shem Mikra. So it's mistaber that Lifnei Ive has got in it the Pshut Shem Mikra, and as we said before, these three Isurim in it. This is a number one of making a stumbling block in front of a person, any person, private person, public, is all included Lifnei Ive. Number two, an Eitzah She'ena Higenes, is also a Issa, is an Issa Deraisa, which Chazal Dash and Lifnei Ive, something Ive Badovi must put somebody block. And there's a third Issa, which is not really the time now to discuss this, this plot in the third Issa of be Machshel somebody Bechit, even though he wants to do it. And he's mazed about it. And he knows what you're doing. But he's also called an Ive because he's blind in his attitude. He's blind in his understanding what he's meant to be doing. And therefore you are helping him do an Aveira. That's a third branch of Lifnei Ive Lasita Mikshoy, which is in a way the most chomadika chay Lifnei Ive, make a person do a chait. And these riots, when if you make a person do a chait, that branch of Lifnei Ive is not just an Aveira that you marshal him, you cause him to do an Aveira. The Aveira is actually credited to you. If a person is marshal somebody with a chait, that branch of an Ive, these riots, that not only your own Aveira because you caused him to do an Aveira, it's our grammatic Issa, which the Torah asks, if the actual Aveira is misyachti as well, it's like you've done it. That's the branch of Lifnei Ive concerning being marshal somebody to do a chait. So therefore, coming back to the Meshach Chokmos, that's why we don't get Malchus Lifnei Ive, because it's a law which is coiled so many different points, so many different halakim. It's a lav shebech lolos, and there's a new klal that lav shebech lolos. We don't get malchus for a lav shebech lolos. So that's bekitzur the ha'ora on this week's parsha Lifnei Ive lo sita mishul. I just want to end off with a dvar chizuk which I saw, which I felt very appropriate, and it's something I'd like to share with you. We're all stuck. We all have to stay indoors, lockdown, whatever name you want to call it, and we're a little bit haven't got our connection with the world as such. The social distancing, all these new phrases which we're using these days. It's not an easy time. It's difficult. People are lonely. People are stuck. And one can't do the mitzvahs the same way. There are a lot of mitzvahs we can't do. We would love to join people's simchas, shalom zochas, and brisim, bar mitzvahs, and unfortunately, the nichma vele mitzvahs, which we would love to help people to be do our nechomas and our mokim menachim in person. It's not easy times, so it's people have asked, I met somebody, what exactly does Hashem want from us? You know, it's strange, you know, Hashem don't want us to do mitzvahs, you know, how is supposed to, what's our attitude supposed to be in this difficult situation? I just want to mention this Gemara Shabbos, the famous Gemara Shabbos, but Rav Shimon Yochai also had a difficult tooth in his life. Rav Shimon Yochai, there was a bilbil against him that he said a word which sounded like going against the Romans. He had to hide in a cave for 12 years, just him and his son Rabbi Elazar, 12 years, totally cut off the world. And all he had, food-wise, one carob tree and a mayon, which Hashem with an S came, a mayon shamayim. That's what they did for 12 years, just until they own totally cut off from the world. That's all they had. Let's think for a moment. All he had was carobs and water. That's all he had, hid in a cave for 12 years. That means no matzah on Pesach, no shofar Rosh Hashanah, no sukkah on sukkahs. Lots of mitzvahs he didn't do. He didn't do many mitzvahs of Gnos Chasodim, besides to his son Rebbe Lozer. Totally cut from the world, and absolutely no connection to the world. No telephone connection to the world, absolutely nothing. Totally, socially, totally cut off 12 whole years. A difficult time, difficult tekufa, very hard. But let's look what came out of that tekufa or of Shemini Choyis. 12 years, totally solitary confinement together with his son, Rebbe Lozer. What came out? Do you know what came out? The Gantz of Torah of Shimon, all of Shimon's stam, Rebbe Shimon the Mishas, Rebbe Shimon Nechoi, the whole Torah of Kabbalah of Shimon, the Zoya Kodesh. He was so awesome in learning. He wasn't even mafsik for tefillah. The Gemara says, for tefillah, you used to put on this clothes. Torah says in Shabbos, Rav Shimon Nechoi and Chaveiro, they were so busy learning, they did work with Master Tefillah. Torah says, Matzli means Krishma. He used his time so well for the only mitzvah Hashem has given him. Hashem granted him one mitzvah. Didn't have any sforim. Torah Shema Pei, managed to learn without his sforim. Hashem granted one mitzvah. I've got one mitzvah Hashem has given me. Hashem has given me mitzvah of limud HaTorah, Krishma, right? Those are the mitzvah I've got. That's what I've got. He put all his effort what he's got. He didn't focus what he hasn't got. He put his effort what he has got. And look what he brought to the world. Look what Kavalka Toiva came out to the world from him, focusing what he has got and not worrying so much what he hasn't got. This is a limud. Perhaps we can get a chizuk from that. From Moshe Menachoy's solitary life for 12 years. 12 whole years. 12 years. Nothing to do with the world. 12 years. No mitzvahs. But what he had got, what he had, he utilized to the fullest, and he brought such a bracha to the world from that. So let's hope we can try and be Mekayim. We are here to be Mekayim Rotzon Hashem. Let's be Mekayim Rotzon Hashem with what we have got. Boksha, we've got our homes, we've got our sforim at home, we've got our telephone, we can give shurim over the phone, we can keep contact with people over the phone. Let's focus on what we have got, and let's hope the Rebbeinu will take away this Magefa, and we should be zeichet to see all the brachos which come out, and we'll see the Hod Hashem Ki Tov Ki La'olam Chasad, that everything is a chesed from Hashem. We don't understand. We don't need to understand, we have to understand that we don't understand, but we should see only good tzachen and see bekoroi the gula shleimo b'mehira b'yameinu. Amen.